Hey, what's up? 2 minutes in, we're going to do a little station ID. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. And my name's Nate. I will be joined very shortly by my co-host, Nev. I don't know why I'm messing around with this fader right here. I've got some great songs to play. We have some great conversation to have. If you've never heard this show before, you're in for a treat. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think one of the biggest topics we're going to talk about today is whether or not it's going to snow anywhere. Also, favorite things about Thanksgiving, and specifically, where do you find yourself location-wise in your house most of the time during Thanksgiving? And I think that's, it's like, forget about personality tests. I think, like, if you were going to make a pie chart of the time that you spend in each location of your house or outside, what exactly, where exactly those, like, proportions end up, I think that's key. Also, I'll tell you about, I fried 3 turkeys for Thanksgiving out in my yard. So big time shout out to everybody in the Heights who just like got to smell frying turkeys. All right, I'm gonna play some songs and we're gonna have some times.
phrases we sat beneath a willow tree whose tears didn't care. They just hung in the air and refused to fall. It's a fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call. And now the state line felt like the Berlin Wall. And there was no doubt about which side I was on. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I built you a home in my heart with rotten wood, and it decayed from the start. Thank you.
getting worse. As the ocean air fanned the flames. But I couldn't think of anywhere I would have rather been to watch it all burn away. Prayers for rain on their lips, and they knew it was only a matter of time.
Hey, what's up? Cutting back in here, just to talk about like music in general, you know. And I think one of the biggest things is that Narrow Straits and Plains, the two albums, the two Death Cab albums that I played, from which I played songs from. Oh, yeah. I think learning Greek at some point and then forgetting it, so, like, don't pin that on me, really gave me an appreciation for tenses and, like, roundabout ways of saying things that I think I really appreciate now. And maybe that's the only legacy at all of, like, learning the classics, is that, like, you realize how weird language is. And also, I did just finish the book Destiny of the Republic, which is about the James Garfield assassination, which also is, there's, like a drama streaming now about it, which is, like, how it got on my radar. So I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm, like, ahead of the curve, although maybe a little bit. One of the podcasts I listened to did, like, a whole James Garfield thing. Anyway, the way that people talked in, like, 1870s America was insane. Just like how they would use words like profligate or perfidy just offhandedly, and that would just be like, okay, we're, like, kind of talking about who's going to, like, take the trash out, and those words were, like, thrown around. And I don't know, maybe we should come back to a time when it's like, you know what, I'm going to make a point here, and I'm going to really use some roundabout, obscure language and tenses, and I think that that's going to be a lot of fun. We're too direct now. We just, like, say what we mean, or we just use a ton of slang. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was like, you know what? How many, like, $10 words can I cram into this statement? And people will be like, ooh, he knows. But anyway. Also, here we go. Okay. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to, like, come back. And Nev will be here. And that's, like, that's a guarantee I can make to you. All right, great.
Control. Oh, girl, I've got that.
Can you hear it?
No, I can't. Well,
your own?
I can kind of.
All right. Okay. That's good. Hey, joined in the studio by Nev. And I just want to open up with saying that your sweater is awesome.
Thank you.
And that, like, I've been kind of looking for a sweater like that.
For your wife.
For my wife.
Yeah, not for you.
Not for me. Although, you know.
Gosh, these could be smaller.
The headphones?
Sorry. Yeah. No. That's fine. Yeah, it's a nice sweater. Somebody told me I looked like a candy cane.
Today?
No. Someone. It was Angelica.
You look like a candy cane, Niv.
Maybe. Was it? Yeah, I think so.
Is that good? Are you out here like... This is a minefield. Do you like being complimented on your appearance?
Sometimes.
Great.
I'd rather be complimented on not my appearance, but...
On your, like, intellect.
Yeah.
On your, like, use of big words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. Not my intellect. But yeah.
What's, like, the best type of compliment that you can receive?
Specific ones. Like specific compliments. Like,
you...
I can see that it took you a really long time to glue the center on those bows, and they look really good.
Okay. Gotcha. So, like
specific
locked in...
compliments. Okay. Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like those that are really, like, you're seeing me. You're really seeing...
So...
Me.
And then here's the question, though. What if, like, you're being watched? Now, does that... Because it's like a double-edged sword. I love the face that you just
made.
Well,
because why would I... I'm not saying... Why would that person, like, be watching
it's like,
me?
Well, it's like, I see you doing these bows, but now I'm like... you did a great job with the bows, but, like, you know...
You don't need to be watching me to give a specific compliment.
No? Because that's the thing. That's
what?
I feel that it's like I both want people to notice me, and then I also don't want anybody to notice me at all.
Hmm.
It's like both. Because I want people to be like, wow, you did that thing. That's really cool. But also... I feel like I don't want people to pick apart. Like when I'm, like, you know, walking out to the trash can, I think that every single neighbor is, like, looking through their window and they're like, ooh, if he doesn't get this, if he doesn't swing this thing into the bin, like, one time in one swing.
Mm. You really think people are paying attention to you more
yes,
than they are.
Absolutely. But then I also, I want people to,
to,
like,
pay attention to you
on good things.
Yeah.
Specifically. Like, I don't want, you know, certain types of compliments, but I do, it is like, I would like somebody to be like, you know, it looked like it took a long time on that. That's great.
Yeah.
Or like, you really anticipated this thing. And you know.
I just don't think you need to be watching people to give those types of compliments. I think you can just guess.
Just
like, if I'm looking at something you did, I can probably guess or not if that took you a long time based on how it turned out.
Yeah.
There are definitely times where sometimes, like, where... it looks worse, and you still took a long time. And I still think that that's still a time to give a compliment. That looks like it took you a long time.
Yeah.
Period. End of compliment.
Hey, end of compliment. All right.
Is it good or not? No value
I'm
statement.
I'm standing up, and I'm walking out of the room.
Is okay. This, like, really loud? Because I'm getting some, like, feedback in my ears, like I'm screaming.
There's, like, I think there's... like a heavy amount of compression on both of these.
Got it.
To prevent from feedback. So it sounds like we have, like, stuffy noses.
Yeah, but I can hear it screeching in my ear.
Screeching?
I can hear myself screeching.
I don't think so.
When I get louder.
Hey,
can y'all add something
single
in the
listener
background?
Who's listening, it's Bex.
Sounding grumpy and tired?
Jeez.
That's so mean.
Okay, how about this? I was talking to somebody yesterday, won't say their name.
Okay.
And they were at a movie.
Uh-huh.
And somebody was like, man, you're looking mean. And I was like, oh, rude? What a rude comment. And they were like, you know what? They might have been right about that one. Like, maybe, like, it's been a tough go.
Yeah.
Over the last week or so. And so it's like, you know what? Maybe. All right. Point taken.
Yeah,
point
well.
Taken, random stranger who's telling... a female to, like...
that they look mean,
that
yeah.
they look mean?
I guess, yeah. I mean, if it was... I meant it lovingly, OMG. I don't know if that... I don't know if you can mean that lovingly. It's just gonna make me cry, so... I'm just gonna be right back.
There it is. The question I had for you, number one question, is... Well, number one.
Wait, you already said number one.
Number two?
Number 1A.
Number 1A. We were talking about your sweater.
Yes.
And you were like, I thrifted it, so good luck. Good luck finding these styles, you know,
yeah.
for the layman. Okay?
Sure. You could just go to the thrift store.
You doing any shopping? You do any shopping over the weekend? Do you feel compelled?
To what?
By, like, Black Friday or any of that stuff?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Neither do I.
I don't think really many... I don't think many people do these days. I mean, everything's online. I say that, but I didn't order anything either. I did a lot of, like, search, add to cart, and then it just lapses, and then I delete the tab, and I never go back.
What were the things you added?
Mostly things for my wedding in Mexico.
Wow.
In case you guys forgot, I'm getting married again.
This wedding will never end. What are you going to do? What are you
January 11th.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do on January 12th when it's all
go
over?
To work.
And you're just like another one of us, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing on the horizon, just life is
it's
over.
It's going to be great.
You know?
I can't wait.
Really?
I can't wait to live the boring life with my husband.
That's right. Where it's like, what do we have to look forward to? Oh, wait, nothing.
The weekend. Tonight, when we get to cuddle and go to bed.
That's right. We get to, like Stranger Things episode drops.
Uh-huh.
And then,
exactly.
You know,
that's
I don't
it.
Know.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what
like,
I look forward to.
Oh, yeah. In two weekends, that'll be, like, a really good weekend. Like, this weekend, we're kind of jammed up a little bit. There's, like, we got some stuff we got to
yeah.
do. But then, like, two weekends from now, that's the weekend.
That's what gets you through. Is
that's,
like
my life right now.
Exactly. We'll have 2 hours together next Saturday. I can't wait for that.
We got
you
an
know?
Open night tonight.
Yeah, you do.
Tonight, I do tonight, yes.
Oh, nice.
But yeah.
Nice. We do, I guess.
We're doing the tree tonight.
Nice. I did my tree on Sunday.
I think I saw that. Did you post a picture of it or something? Maybe it was somebody else. Somebody
did. I
did
not post a
somebody,
picture.
Somebody, like, did their tree, and I was like, all right.
I'll show you a picture
it
if
looks
you want.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I'm copycat. I sent it to... Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, Bex.
What?
I don't know if Bex wants me to say it on air, so
okay, I'll
just show it to you.
I'll also just read.
This, the lower two.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
That's a good sign.
Bex, you can tell us if that's public information.
Yeah, you can. I'm keeping it private just in case. No, I was going to show you the picture of my tree, which is perfect for the audio medium.
Whoa, that's big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That's a big guy.
It is.
That's a big...
You're allowed. So Bex is also dating somebody with the name Juan. Are they Mexican?
Great question.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Yep. If so, that's crazy.
It's
not
crazy,
actually.
It's not the craziest thing in the world. I mean, that's for sure.
The least crazy thing, really.
His name was Bjorn, and he was Mexican.
That would,
that's, you know.
That would be
now
crazy.
We're talking.
Yeah.
That's like when I was working at the plant, and everybody was getting Lasix. They were going down. This is gonna sound exactly how they sound. So I was like, I need to get LASIK, and I'm like, oh, there's a couple places in town, and they're like, why are you going there? You're gonna spend all kinds of money. You should go down to Brownsville, cross the border, and there's a Chinese Mexican
mm-hmm.
doctor
mm-hmm.
who's doing it for like $200.
Yeah,
clean.
Yeah,
and it's like, and then in that, I was talking to Sam Alanese, and he was like, hey, who in this room right now got their LASIK done by that Chinese doctor in Brownsville?
That's
and it was
so
like
funny.
The majority of people.
Yeah. I mean, there's
like
so
six
many
guys were like, it was me.
Yeah.
I spent $200.
Yeah. It's really common. I mean, literally that's like the most common type of store on the border is our pharmacies and like that kind of thing. Because people do cross the border for that.
He had the greatest line too, where he goes, when I walked into the office, I was like, so doc, where's the dog? And the doctor was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, where's the dog? Where's the dog you're going to give me to be my, like, seeing eye dog for when you screw up this $200 LASIK procedure?
The doctor probably loved that.
A lot of fun. I had, you know, I look back on those memories and it's like, boy, what a world I was in.
So let's return back to our 1B conversation.
Yes.
About Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Because I'm really struggling this year.
I'm struggling too because I have somebody whose parents basically gave up giving gifts around the age of 7.
Your wife's parents?
Yeah. They
That's
were like,
crazy.
We're just not going to do. Like, basically gave up not only on gifts, but also just on like generally Christmas being like a big deal.
So sad.
And it's not, again, like this is not not in a sad way, but just in like a, you know what? We're just not going to do it.
I guess if it's all you know, like if it started that young, it probably was like, yeah, this is all I know.
Yeah.
And as an adult, you get to create your own holiday magic. So
she's like coming around, like she's like, I want to get one of those blow up Yetis for the front yard.
I love that.
And I'm like, that sounds
great.
Wow.
I love this journey for Molly.
She's like talking to me about it. Like I'm going to be like really against it. And I'm like, no, this is great. I'm in.
I'm a little surprised you're not against it, but I know you wouldn't be because it's your wife. Like, I understand that, where I feel like if it was anybody, if your children said it, you'd be like, absolutely no, we're not getting a blow-up thing. But when it's your wife, it's like, happy wife, happy life, you gotta do it.
I'm definitely hitting that dad phase of my life where literally any request that they make, no matter how, like, easy it is to accommodate, I'm just like, this is a no. They're like, can we wear stickers on our shirts to dinner? And I'm like, that's a no. It's just like, it's like, I can't set that precedent. The stickers, that's a lost battle. They're over everything.
I was going to say,
yeah,
they're going to have such low bars for when they start dating, you know. You got to give them everything so they have high bars.
That's actually the way to convince me to do anything for my kids, is to be like,
you establish their dating bars.
Like,
that's the truth.
Yeah, so it's like, so that's excuse number, because I have gotten a little bit of like, like the train's coming off the tracks a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as like, especially a kid goes to like kindergarten, it's like their social life.
Is
no longer.
Then they start getting laboo-boos from boys.
Exactly. Like their social life is just not like, I don't have.
It's out of your hands.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
All
that's
kinds of
scary.
Things are happening, you know, and you're like,
I love
is
that
this person. Why are they, you know, is this your friend? Is this not your friend? I don't know.
Right.
You know?
Right. I like that. I like that journey though. That's an important place to be, you know?
So anyway, Molly is terrible.
Especially public school, man.
Molly's not terrible. In public school, yes. Molly's not terrible. She's a hard person to buy gifts for.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'd like maybe some new sheets from Costco.
Aww.
And I'm like, come on, babe.
You're going to get her the new sheets,
so that's
though.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, I was going
to
say.
Like, that's not a Christmas present. That's like, we need to maybe get a couple
of
new sheets.
I feel like, though, like, I'm asking for like a new coffee pot. Like, I feel those are... Again, there are things you're not going to buy for yourself because the thing still functions, right? Like, you have a functioning item, but you want an upgrade.
Yeah.
And I feel like upgrades are Christmas-worthy presents. If it was something where it was like, hey, my zipper broke, so I'm going to wait till Christmas for you to get me a new coat. It would be like, no, we'll just get you a new coat.
Yeah, we'll do
it's not coats. Functional anymore. But if it was like, hey, I have this $100 coat and I kind of want this $200 coat, boom, upgrade. Christmas-worthy.
That's a good point.
So if she wants some nice sheets, but she specifically wants them from Costco, or could you like...
No. The Costco sheets are the best sheets money can buy.
Okay, okay.
That like as proven by Consumer Reports. Shout out to Consumer Reports.
I see.
But problem is they go on sale at really strange times.
Okay.
And so...
And you have to buy them on sale?
Well, she refuses to not buy them on sale. And they just haven't been on sale for months. And so it's like, you know what? Buy them not on sale for Christmas and give them to me as a present.
It is so tough, too, when you share finances. That's like such a different area to be in.
Yep.
Because, one, they can see all your purchases.
100%. We have a budgeting app that we both...
I know.
So it's, you have to kind of hide it where it's like, well, it'll show up as like just Amazon or something.
Right.
Know? So you like have to... Or just
right.
Costco.
But then it's like, I can't even really splurge on you if I wanted to, because you'd see it and be like... Are you actually serious?
That's too much. Yeah.
That was for our groceries, you know. I've been struggling with that this year.
It's good, though. That's a good struggle. Because then it's like, nobody's going to get out of hand here.
That's true. But I'm going to be tracking to see how much money he spends on me to tell him he needs to spend more.
And then it's like, you're like calculating. Well, don't you just like, we set a budget. We're just like, it's $100.
No, And we also have said we're not doing presents this year.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Well,
we tried to do that. We tried to do that, and then we just both broke it.
We don't want to travel with it. See, the traveling is making it a little bit more difficult.
Oh, yeah, you got to put it on a bag.
Exactly.
Get it out of there.
Exactly. And his birthday is on the 20th of December.
Yeah, I'm just going to shout out, boys with birthdays around the holidays, I see you.
Because
as somebody, at least his is before.
Yeah.
Mine's after. And it's, I literally.
Yeah, yours definitely gets lost.
My parents just been like, we just got you a gift.
Well, and yours is like on a holiday.
Exactly.
So that also just adds a whole other dynamic, and people would be like,
and people are like,
we're already celebrating.
Exactly.
Like, just join in.
Exactly. And because of my hyperphantasia, I have these ideas about like, oh, my birthday is going to be this other specific thing. And then I spend all of it like hyping
it up. Do you ever communicate that though?
I have. And we, you know, we're 11 years into this thing and we're finally just now being like, all right, this is good.
Because what number is this?
Anniversary?
No. Age.
Age? Do you know?
Are you 35?
I'm 36. I'm going to be 36. I'm going to be 36.
36. Dang.
I can't believe you didn't know. Did you not know how old I was?
I thought you were in the 34, 35 range.
I'm not 1,000% sure how old you are.
No, you know how old I'm. I mean.
Are you 23?
Yeah.
All right. Because I remember our coworker was talking about ages. And he was like, yeah, 18 to 22. And I was like, is that Nev?
All right. I'm 23 and a half, guys.
There it is. There it is.
No. I don't want to keep growing up. I don't want to become 30.
It's better.
Yet.
It's so much better.
Oh, I know, that's what everybody says, but I'm just not ready yet. It's just let me get there.
Freaking best.
It's my own journey.
Like wedding years like 5 through 11 better than 1 through 5.
I don't know, 1's pretty good so far.
I'm in 11 and 11 is like awesome. Like 10 was awesome and 11, because you're just like, well, you just know each other.
Just coasting.
You know how to make each other happy.
Yeah, and me and Juan don't know how to make each other happy yet. We're just sad. That's why I'm grumpy all the time, Bex.
Is that a joke?
It's a joke, obviously.
But it's also, you also know how to not, you know how to be like, all right, I know where I'm at.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not saying you guys don't, but it's like one of those where it's like, where are you at and where am I at? You know, like, it just is so much more, you get so much better at that.
Well, and you have children. That adds a whole other layer to the family.
Great, you know, and they're out here just like having coughs, you know.
I hate that.
And having us heat up their like little stuffy that we can heat up in the microwave all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like both of them are like, my legs hurt, my stomach hurts, my neck hurts, and I need you to put this turtle in the microwave, and that's what's going to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's I feel like that's a fine activity, though.
It is, but not in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So that's when I'm like bleary-eyed walking into their room, and I'm like, if we're doing this, you're coming out of your bed, and you're coming with me to the microwave. You're going to have to stand here, too, on the freaking cold floor. Cold linoleum floor.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
Watch this thing.
That's fair.
And that's going to dissuade you from maybe doing this in the future.
True. So, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, also, I did buy a coat on sale, and then I am about to return it. So,
great story.
That was me. Well, I bought it, and then I like found my old coat in the closet, and I was like, literally, this is just as good as that other coat that I just bought. Why am I buying things? Is there a hole in my heart? You know?
I went to Costco this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Was it crowded?
It was, like, medium crowded. It wasn't crazy.
What was the return line looking like?
Ooh, pretty bad.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Luckily, we made no returns, so.
Dude, that's, like, a desperate line, too, because, like, three people could be like, I got this return, great, we're done.
Yeah.
Done.
Yep.
And then it gets to the one person who's like, I'm pretty sure I bought this at Target, but I'm going to return it here.
And I don't have a receipt.
There's no receipt.
Or if they pull it out like sopping wet out of their pocket.
Exactly. It's a wet receipt. I'm returning this like, you know, side of beef that I bought here.
Yeah.
And the Costco person's like, all right, I'm going to see what I can do. And it's like, no.
You can't you see what you can do. Here.
You put them in one of them big old carts and you push them out into the parking lot. This is we're not indulging.
It's so crazy how Costco's such a club. Like
it is.
I mean, literally, it is.
I mean, number one.
Number one, literally. But number two, I was like, I feel like before they would just check your ID, and now they got a whole scan system.
You gotta scan it. One of my favorite moments of my life, this is like not an exaggeration, I was visiting my brother in D.C., and there's like a D.C. Costco,
okay,
which is like slammed always. He lived within walking distance, because it was when he was living in this apartment, like kind of in downtown Crystal City. Crystal City Costco, to whoever knows. Out there,
sure.
Super busy all the time, and he's like talking to me, like he's like, let's go over to Costco, as like just a thing that brothers do on a visit. He's like, all right, hey man, when we walk in there, like, just kind of be next to me and stuff. And I was like, what are you talking about? We walk in, he flashes the card, and then he does the, like, he's with me motion as if we were entering, like,
yeah,
the Sapphire Lounge.
Literally, you know? Yeah.
Like, and then the person, like, head nodded him. I was like, what is this?
Yep.
I was like, I'm having so much fun. Like, just being
the plus one.
Being the plus one to your Costco club experience.
What an experience that is.
That was also, too, we saw not one, but two people buying multiple, like, sectionals.
That's crazy.
Like, people buying three sectionals each.
I know everything's in bulk, but seeing people buy, like,
it's crazy.
Like, dozens of these bulk items really throws me off. Like, somebody, I'm not even kidding, had, because the egg things are huge.
Yes.
And they had upwards of 20 of those things in their cart. And then, I mean, obviously, I'm like, okay, probably you just, like, own a restaurant or something.
It could
like,
be that.
You probably have a decent purpose. But it just reminds me of those math problems, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's
right, like, yes. Like, right, if Sarah bought 550 eggs and she used,
But it's also, do you ever, like, kind of, you're sitting there and it's like somebody has bought, like, it's like Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And someone's like, I'm buying the whole, like, outdoor patio furniture set. And you're like, today's the day that you're, like, making the move on the patio set?
Right.
And it's, like, an insane amount.
Yeah.
It's, like, one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, like, if they've discussed this with their spouse. You
it's
know
like
what I
today's,
mean?
And now, like, I took today off.
I took today off to get this sectional. I rented this truck.
In November.
Yeah.
Like looking down the barrel of the winter.
Yeah.
It's like, now's the time to get this patio stuff.
Yeah. So are we talking about, we're talking about the Costco in Everett, I'm assuming. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is such a great, just whole circle, like, whole area.
Oh, my God.
They've got it all.
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Mm.
You're going to Home Depot.
Of course.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, you know, getting some light bulbs.
Yeah.
Light bulbs.
I got some light bulbs from Home Depot that there's an inside little thing and I can choose the warmth of the light.
Yes.
And they were very cheap.
Yes.
I was like, these are really inexpensive and I can be like, ooh, harsh.
Right.
You know,
or soft.
Or like soft light, warm. You know?
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Yeah.
They were way
I saw
cheaper.
Those.
They were basically like one of those was like $7 and then like a single light bulb was $7, you know?
Yeah. Strange.
I don't really know what it seems.
I don't
like
really
light
know
bulb, light
bulb politics.
A lot of, like, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really in on that.
I remember a guy I used to work with, his whole thing was like, I can't believe I can't buy an incandescent bulb anymore. And Obama was president, and he's like, it's Obama's fault.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, yeah. Obama. And he was like, he was upset. He was like,
yeah,
I can't believe that I can't spend
How old was he?
He was probably in his 50s.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, once you've got your routine, when they change that up on you, man.
I do know.
It's life-changing.
It is worse. Like, car lights are worse because it has that harsh, like, the harsh fluorescent. And then also, street lights. I did like the warmth of the incandescent bulb, like the street light incandescent bulb. Now, it's like the harsh sort of, like, murder scene fluorescent.
True.
Even though it's like, I know we're saving energy and they're cheaper and all that kind of stuff. But, like, we can put little filters on there to make them a little bit more yellow. Like, that you want
right.
it to be,
that's
like,
true.
A warmer
you
light.
That's true. You literally can just put a screen on the,
exactly.
on the light itself.
That's the thing that is tough to me.
All right. Let's talk, change the topic. I'm bored.
The question I was going to ask you, where in your house do you spend the majority of the time during Thanksgiving?
The kitchen.
Really? Like, at the pie chart.
The pie chart, yeah.
The pumpkin pie chart.
Definitely. Definitely. Because even if I'm not cooking, I'm going to sit there and talk to the person that's cooking.
So you're like a kitchen. You're like a, I'm in here
yeah.
with my mom or whatever. And
yeah.
I'm just like.
And I'm going to talk to you.
You know, hey, you're going to do this. And, you know, like, I'll put these dishes over here, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's mostly just me being like, oh my gosh, did you see?
Did you see what? Like, what kind of gossip are you and your mom talking about?
I mean, there's a lot to talk about.
I guess that's true.
I mean, it's a lot of, you know, school gossip, you know, not her school. She likes to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because now she's got all these Gen Z coworkers.
Ooh, and they're the worst.
And they're the worst.
And she's asking you, she's like, how is it a thing that, you know.
Yeah, she's like, how are you the same generation?
How am I, how many times am I allowed to let them get away with them telling me that they were just tired today?
Exactly.
And that being an excuse not to
come to work. Why do they cry every day?
Exactly.
Why is she in the bathroom calling her mom?
Yep.
I really hope she's not listening.
It's Radio Roulette.
It is the school time, so I would hope she's not, but
a lot of elementary schools listen to this show.
Well, if you knew that. In downtown Boston?
In downtown Boston. They online, wmfo.org/listen live. You know, and that's because, you know, we're family friendly and kids love the sonorous voice.
True.
Of our.
They love my grumpy and tired voice.
That's right. And they're like, you know what?
She sounds grumpy and tired.
That sounds good. That sounds good to me. There's a relatability to the grumpiness that I really respond to. Me as a kid, you know, as like, and I imagine like. You know, like, I always imagine, like, the kid equivalent of, like, you know, lighting a cigarette is, like, opening up the, like, packet of
like, applesauce or whatever.
Like,
applesauce
the fruit. Yeah. Like the canned fruit.
Oh, yeah, where they, like, they could just
and you
throw back the juice.
Shoot that juice real quick. Because here's the thing, and I say this to the makers of the Dole, you know, mixed fruit thing, mm-hmm, cups.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to put that much juice in there.
But they
you
do
open
for you.
That thing, and it freaking sprays you in the eyes.
It is filled up really high.
There's no way to open it without getting the juice all over your hands.
That's true.
And so you're like opening it really, and you're trying to open it like, mm-hmm, and then you're trying to get that spray in your mouth, and then you're trying to shoot it.
Yeah.
And then you're just opening the whole thing, and you're like, who needs a spoon?
Do we need to read a PSA?
What time is it?
A psaw.
It's 9:50?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's read a psalm.
Jeez.
And I get to be...
It probably is. Yeah, Bex, what's the update?
Well, one, you guys are extra funny today.
Aw, Bex!
If I was listening to this and didn't know you guys, I'd want to be your friend so bad. And I get to be... Wow, Bex.
Okay, that's a good
that's
compliment.
That's so nice.
That's a good compliment.
That is...
Okay.
That is... I don't know if I would feel the same.
This is just for you. Oh, about us?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you
about myself?
To, do
I'd
you
be like,
listen to any,
this girl.
Do you like listen to podcasts and you're like, I could be friends with them?
Always.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's what that is. Because, but if it's you, yeah, no, you can't,
like,
you can't stand yourself. Yeah, no,
I
agree with that.
Yeah,
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University?
Sure.
Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pointing to Nev to be like, your turn.
Yeah.
If so, well, great. Okay, sounds good. You should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, it's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
Heyo.
And I'm also just going to shout out that there's like a whole freaking thing going on at Medford Square tomorrow night. They're going to light a bunch of trees.
Love that.
A bunch of organizations donated trees. And then if you buy that donated tree, then it goes to that organization, which is cool. Or no, it's another organization.
Sure.
Yeah. So there's like some sort of money changing hands. Money and trees are changing hands for good causes. But also there's like a bunch of stuff. And also, I think it's called the Jingle Bell thing, the Jingle Bell Spectacular Extravaganza, because, as you know, Jingle Bells was written, the song was written in Medford.
Yeah,
along with Over the River and Through the Woods, and the Monster Mash.
That's, I actually didn't know.
That's
Monster
I got
Mash.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew about
Medford.
That one.
Medford. Just indelible, timeless songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. The
so
Monster
anyway.
Mash. Timeless.
It's going to be freezing cold, and there's going to be a lot of ice on the ground tomorrow.
Why are you pointing at me like that?
Because the room is small. So if I, like, extended, that seems really aggressive. Like,
you I'm never like
covering,
do that.
My arm is covering half the thing, so I'm like this.
Also, don't point like that. Like, don't point at me like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't point.
This isn't threatening.
Just stop pointing at me.
My hand is making a Z.
Didn't your parents ever teach you not to point at people?
I actually do
that
terrible...
So
habit of pointing and talking about people while looking directly at them.
Yeah.
Like people I don't know. Like, look at that guy's sandwich.
Yeah.
And just like pointing and saying that out loud to him.
Well, at least you're saying it to him.
I am, but like across the way in the airport, you know? Like that's a tough one.
Well, I feel like the airport is a pretty valid place to point.
read a really good article in The New Yorker on airport lounges. Have you ever been to an airport lounge?
I haven't.
Neither have I. Apparently, it's this crazy...
Yeah.
Like, it's anywhere from just, like, another stupid terminal to, like, sit around and eat snacks in to, like, the craziest food and whatever. And the article is really funny because it kept on mentioning what kind of fruits they would put in the water. And I think that fruited water is probably the number one, like, fake fancy thing that people are like, ooh, cucumbers in the water at the La Quinta? This is nice. You know, like, this is just not a, it's not a, this is nice, you know, ooh.
Ooh.
But this has berries in it and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with that.
Apparently, one of the fanciest ones, they don't do any fruited water. They have fruit that you can put in the water yourself because they're like, if you have fruited water coming out of, I don't think fruited water is maybe the term, but if you have fruited water coming out of like a tap, it's like really hard to clean. And those are going to be some dirty hoses.
Gross.
So that's.
Also,
that's
just
for you.
Ew, they get soggy in there.
Yeah.
And I don't mess with fruit and water.
Also, are you composting that fruit after it's done?
I doubt it, but they just throw it
right
in the trash.
To live in a landfill for the rest of our days.
And what if I wanted to eat that fruit instead of it going my water? You just took the option away from me.
That's right. You subtracted the total number of
fruits. You are withholding my freedom.
That's right. I'm going to go out into the terminal. I'm going to get my free cup of hot water from wherever, whoever's selling the, and I'm going to make my oatmeal and my tea.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I did that one time. I was with Shelley Graves. We were going to, sounds like it was just me and her. We were going to Spain.
Yeah.
Me and Shelley Graves were going to Spain, with other people. And I was like, ooh, I do this thing where I get hot water from like whoever, and it's usually free, and then I just have my tea bags and I just make my own tea here, and that's like my little fun thing I do. And she's like, I'll do you one better. She gets the hot water, pulls out a full bowl and oatmeal, instant packs of oatmeal, and she's like, look at this, catch up.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, we're about to hit time.
I think we're about to hit time. This has been nice. It's been a couple, we've had a kind of touch and go because we've had children and we've had holidays and stuff, and so
yep. Also, just, you know, also a job.
And a job.
In school.
A job to do.
You know, it's
How's
been
school?
A whole run.
What's your name? Like, we got a couple minutes here.
I actually don't want to talk about it.
Okay. You and everyone else. I was talking to somebody else.
It's
the
been
same
a rough
person,
semester.
And I was like, how's it going? And they're like, I'm getting buried.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm really sorry.
I feel like all around it's been a rough semester for a lot of people.
This is really funny because I'm like, I was in it, and now
so
that I'm not,
long.
I'm like, you just don't even...
It's just been such a long semester. I don't know what it is. It just has gone on for...
You got this lab. You're, like, growing molds and stuff
Basically.
Or whatever you're doing.
Basically, it's so dumb. I can't even... talk about
it. Okay, we won't talk about it.
I'm having
flashbacks. Do you like Christmas music? Should we do a Christmas music show?
Yeah, I think we should do a Christmas music show.
Do you like Straight Down the Middle, or are you, like, indie hits?
Ew. Straight Down the Middle.
Dang, that's tough. I really like indie hits.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you
like,
would.
Hey, this is Connor Oberst doing
you
Jingle
would.
Bells, and I'm like,
I mean, we can
great.
Do both.
Could we?
What do you mean?
What
could
is yours?
We?
Like, you're gonna play Frosty the Snowman, and I'm gonna like come in here with like something
else.
Yeah,
why not?
Okay, great. Some like
a mixed genre.
What's her name?
Christmas hit.
Bridgers.
Phoebe.
Phoebe Bridgers. She has a Christmas album. And it's sad.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that one. I just don't know. I don't know. I like Right Down the Middle because why are we trying to perfect perfection?
There it is.
It's already
You're
been done.
You're going to be a great old person. Like the minute that they come up with the next generation, it's Alpha, right? Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
The minute that becomes sort of its own thing, you're going
to
be...
I thought it was Gen Y, too. I don't know. I don't think it hasn't had an official name yet.
That's good.
Yeah, they haven't named it
Who's
yet.
Who's doing that? Who's the consortium?
Just the general public.
Taxpayers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already anti every generation.
I like that. Anti every generation would be a pretty good radio station.
Yeah.
Radio show name.
It would be.
So there you go. That's like when you like open your like 1 a.m. WMFO slot.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like all those subs? Hey, everyone out there, do you like all the subs?
Yeah.
It's like, It's so funny to watch.
It's the only email I get.
They actually left early.
Right.
So it's like basically starting on like Thursday.
Yeah.
Through, like even today, people are like, you know, I'm still gone. Like, I'm not coming back. I just decided to drop it. I'm calling it a semester.
Yeah, I wish, man.
Okay. Hey, you know, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Test Reform Radio, 91.5. This has been Fast and Loose, and my name's Nate.
I'm Nev.
Just, there it is. stick around for music you might otherwise miss.
Thanks for listening, Bex.
And thank you for listening,
Bex. We miss
Bex,
you.
And we do miss you like crazy. And you know what? Thanks for keeping the group chat alive.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate that. Give to stuff because it's Giving Tuesday.
True.
Including this radio station.
True. I got that email.
I got that. It's you're getting other emails. There's still WMFO emails. And it's great. And that's awesome. And we'll see you out there.
Bye.
Right. See you later.